Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello and welcome to the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen-Coop, and thank you so much for tuning in today for episode number 6. In the last episode, I talked about how we can drastically reduce our home heating bills by use of some clever tricks to heat ourselves instead of the whole space, and in doing so, be able to save potentially as much as 87 or 90 or maybe even 95% of our heating bills and save hundreds of dollars throughout the winter. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how to completely eliminate your heating bill using sustainable, high-efficiency wood heat. And we're going to talk about the environmental impacts and how we can do it in a way that uses far less carbon footprint than the conventional ways of heating a home. But before I get into that, I want to just thank everyone who's purchased the book and left a review already, whether that's on Amazon or Goodreads or Audible or any of the other places that you can leave a review online. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I enjoy reading what you think, and it also helps other people know what's in the book before they decide to read it. So thanks so much for that. If you're interested and you haven't read the book or you want to learn a little bit more, you can head out to buildingabetterworldbook.com and there's some more information for you there. All right, without further ado, I'd like to get into today's topic. And today we're talking about the new wood heat, crazy efficient wood heat, way better than wood stoves. And we're talking specifically about rocket mass heaters and how they work and how they are different from a conventional wood stove. So if you think about your conventional wood stove, you've got your big area where you put the wood in and it burns it and it shoots it all out into the room at once. And any heat that it doesn't send out into the room gets put through the chimney to the outside. And so in a conventional wood stove, you're actually sending a bunch of your heat that you spent a lot of work potentially chopping down and cutting the firewood or, you know, paying to get that brought in. You're sending that heat up through the chimney. A rocket mass heater works a bit different. A rocket mass heater has a highly insulated heat riser where the smoke from the fire is actually burned before it goes into the chimney. And so what happens is we can extract a lot more of the fuel from the wood before we send it out the chimney. And in doing so, we can have a super clean burn because the fire gets far, far, far hotter than it ever does inside a conventional wood stove. And then we can basically get it to the point where the output from the rocket mass heater is pretty much just steam and CO2. And none of the other smoke-related stuff. And so with a rocket mass heater, instead of just sending it all out into the room at once, and then, you know, in the middle of the night when you're trying to sleep, it gets freezing. With a rocket mass heater, a bunch of the heat gets put out into the room at first. And then from there, the heat is put through the remaining heat from the burning the wood is put through a thermal mass. And so often that's a cob bench. Sometimes it's a brick bench. Sometimes it's other forms of thermal mass. But basically the idea is that it's a large amount of mass, and this is going to hold the heat for a very long time. And usually how it works is you can light a fire, and then 24 hours later, you could still have a warm bench, even in a cold climate. And so I think this is amazing, because for me, one of the reasons I wouldn't want to heat with wood is because I don't want to get up 5 times throughout the night to have to start a fire or put wood on the fire. But with a rocket mass heater, you could just load it up before bed, run it, it'll get nice and toasty, and then it'll continue to radiate that heat out slowly throughout the next number of hours. And when tests have been done in terms of how efficient these are, it's kind of crazy. It's like 10 times more efficient than a conventional wood stove. And so if you don't like chopping very much wood, this is the sort of thing that might be up your alley. And some people are like, how can it be 10 times more efficient than a conventional wood stove? Because my conventional wood stove is like 75% efficient. That's what it says on the sticker. But I think stickers can be misleading sometimes. So for example, the conventional wood stove tests permit the manufacturers to ignore 16% of the inefficiency, and that is the heat that is required to go up the chimney. And so there's 16% that's ignored right there. And then I think an even more important factor is that wood stove efficiency numbers are laboratory numbers. They're ideal. They're very controlled conditions, very controlled amount of wood, very controlled way of operating. Everything is highly, highly controlled, and almost no one actually runs their wood stove like that. And most people actually run their wood stove a lot closer to like 3 to 10% efficiency, which is pretty bad. And a lot of that comes from when people are allowing it to smolder. So, you know, when you close that damper right up for night so that you can have a slow burn, that's making you have an extremely inefficient heat and putting a lot of smoke and pollution into the air. A Rocky Mass heater, a well-designed, properly made Rocky Mass heater, is set up in a way that it cannot have a slow burn ever. The system is set up so that it sucks a huge amount of air into it. That's kind of the rockety thing. It actually makes like a sound, and it's pretty cool. And it takes a lot of the air out and shoves it out through the roof after it's been heated and allowed to absorb into the mass. And there is no damper. There's no ability to change the amount of input going into it. And so you can't run it in an inefficient way. Unless, I suppose, you're using wet wood, and that's always a bad idea, no matter how you're heating with wood. And in the interest of real-life examples, Paul has one of these sitting inside his living room, and he was able to heat his Montana home one winter with half a cord of wood. It's a huge difference in how much energy is being used, and the carbon footprint is rather significant as well. So switching from a rocket mass to a rocket mass heater from using electric heat is equivalent, on average, to taking 7 cars permanently off the road. So this is a pretty significant deal, and it can have a humongous impact on our carbon footprint. And if we properly manage our wood sources, and because we don't actually need that much, we can very sustainably use wood heat. Wood is not a fossil fuel. And so as long as we allow a tree to regrow where we cut it down and make sure that we're, you know, growing more trees than we're cutting, then this is highly sustainable and can make a huge, huge impact. And in areas where there's pollution from wood heat or coal heat, the Rocky Mass heater burns so cleanly that you won't tell if your neighbor has one of these installed. I've heard stories of people installing these inside cities and nobody knowing about it. So I think that's a really cool way for us to make a big impact on the world and vote with our wallet to reduce the amount of money we're sending to the energy companies. Another thing just to mention real quick is that you can spend a bunch of money on building one of these, or you can spend actually quite little. So you could spend as little as $200 to make one of these Rocky Mass heaters. And then, of course, like pretty much anything, you could spend like up to $5,000 or more. You could probably come up with ways to spend more money than I can. So I think that's really cool that for a couple hundred bucks and in maybe a weekend's worth of work, you could potentially save yourself hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year. Some people are probably wondering if these things are safe. It's important to build them well and properly, just like it is most things. And a well-built rocket mass heater is going to be far, far, far safer than anything that uses natural gas, propane, or, well, anything else that explodes. So, and, you know, if your wood pile has a leak, then you just pick up the log and put it back on the pile. It's a lot safer than a gas leak. So I hope I got you interested. Obviously, it's hard for me to explain all of the details of how a rocket mass heater works in the context of a podcast where I can't show you cool pictures. And then there are other great resources out there, too, on how to build your own. Or if you're interested, you can probably check on permies.com for a list of people who would potentially build one for you if you were interested in that. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it interesting. And thanks for tuning in. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about how we can make a big difference in our health by eliminating household toxic GIC. So tune in for that, for sure. If you're interested, it'd be great to have you there. And before I go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening. Please, if you like this show, subscribe. And if you have a minute, I would really appreciate it if you would review this podcast wherever you happen to be listening to it on. And that would be really helpful in allowing other people to find out about these great ideas and hopefully make a big impact in their lives and their wallets and in the environment. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.